7:35. Two-time Olympic figure skating silver medalist Brian Orse has enjoyed an impressive coaching career, having produced multiple Olympic gold medalists, world champions over the past decade, including South Korea's now retired figure skater Kim Yon-ah, who was the one who lit up the Olympic cauldron at the opening ceremony last Friday evening. And the Canadian coach, Mr. Orse, has returned here this winter to guide three male figure skaters, including South Korea's own 17-year-old Cha Jun-hwan, who already logged a personal best at the Games on Friday, earning a combined technical and presentation score of 77.70 at the team event men's single short program, skating to the song Gypsy Dance from the ballet Don Quixote. And it's our great pleasure to introduce for you an interview that we did recently with Mr. Orse just before the Games began, to hear about his expectations for the Games and what it's been like to watch Cha Jun-hwan's journey leading up to the Olympics.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I mean, you are obviously world famous for guiding these now world-renowned skaters, but Kim Yon-ah is the reason we often have got to know your name. How do you feel about this post-Kim Yon-ah era, a Winter Olympics here in South Korea?
I'm excited that I'm working with Jun-hwan Cha. This is a whole other time. That was 10 years ago. This is now, and I'm excited. In the meantime, I've had a couple of Olympic medalists and European champions and world champions. So it's been exciting, I'm just grateful, I guess, that I've been blessed with some great talent and I've had some great students.
But after Kim Yon-ah's retirement, especially for winter sports here, there's that feeling like the bubble bursts or deflates, you know, and I mean, in terms of preparing our expectations for this Games and imminent Games beyond that, how likely is it this country can produce another Kim Yon-ah anytime soon?
Well, there's a lot of talent in Korea. And, you know, over, you know, the last 8 years, there's been, you know, a huge influx of figure skaters and kids who are striving to be, you know, a champion and to work hard. And figure skating is a beautiful sport, and I think it came to light through a lot of skaters. And so it's, you know, there are a lot of really talented athletes, figure skaters in Korea right now. And I'm just really fortunate that I'm working with Jun-hwan, and I've been with him for a few years now. And, he qualified for the Olympic team, and it's just exciting for me to be going to the Olympics with a number of athletes. I have three men and I have two women, and from five different countries. And it's exciting. I mean, I'm really thrilled that I'm going to be going. I'll be going with Korea. I'll be accredited with Korea and staying with the Korean team. It's I'm very proud of that.
But it's interesting that the Olympics is an opportunity for a national pride to shine in a positive way, hopefully. But for you representing these different athletes, even if you're accredited to South Korea, does that confuse your mindset when you've got all these different flags and all these different supporters of different countries and you're looking out for five different nations?
Well, you know, this is like just another day at the office for me, because I work with various athletes from different countries on a daily basis here in Toronto. Kids come to Toronto to train, as Jun-hwan has, and you know, so I'll be working. He skates alongside with Javier Fernandez and Yuzuru Hanyu and Gabriel Dalman. So, you know, it's normal for me to have just a regular day of various nations and various cultures, and so you know, we've been to many competitions, whether it's World Championships or Junior World Championships, where I'm wearing different hats, and it's, you know, that's pretty common for me, actually. And so I'm kind of a global ambassador of figure skating rather than, you know, just focusing on one nation. I love figure skating. I love to see skating do well. I like to see the athletes do well, regardless of which country they're skating for.
And that's obviously understandable when you're building those relationships. That's going to go beyond the flag. But let's talk about the chances of these guys. I mean, 2014 Olympic champion Yuzuru Hanyu of Japan. That's a big success story for you recently. You've also got Spain's world title holder Javier Fernandez. Where does Cha fit in that mix? What are his chances of winning a medal in his career, do you think?
Well, I would say, you know, one day he has a very good chance of being on the podium on the world stage. This is his first year that he's competing at the senior level at internationally. So, you know, originally a year ago we were having some great success, and that was maybe a little bit too ambitious, thinking that he could maybe be a top five. But I think realistically, he could be a top 10 or top 12. This will be his first time competing globally as a senior man, and he's really quite phenomenal. He's got a great spirit, and he has a great character. Technically, he's very sound. He's only 16 years old, so he's still developing. His body is changing. And, you know, we go through some of our ups and downs just sort of during this stage. But I think we've gone past we're past the worst part of it. I think he's now starting to sort of solidify as a young man. And he's skating great. And I think the main thing with these young people when they're training is to keep them healthy. But he's a great package. You know, he's a great jumper. He's a great spinner. He has got great speed, charisma, and you know, it'll take a few years just to nurture this.
Yeah, and just to clarify on that discrepancy, we often give the Korean age or hear the Korean age here of 17, but by certainly the Olympic fact file, he is indeed 16 years old. Amazing to think he was born in 2001, and here we are at the Olympics 2018. Do you feel great excitement around this particular Games? There's been so much political discussion going into this Games, and I can't help thinking that some of our local attention's been drawn away from the sporting angles, and we're maybe doing a disservice to athletes who have spent their entire lives, haven't they, preparing for this moment.
You know, I mean, I think that's typical for most Olympic Games and host countries, but I just know from experience when the Games are open, everybody has arrived and we're all there. Yeah, unified because of sport. There is that sense that we feel, and I just know that this Olympics in Pyeongchang is in a beautiful part of the world. I've been there a few times now, and I just know that South Korea is going to put on a fantastic Games because there's such a great combination of culture and technology, and they're, you know, so far ahead in the world of technology, but combining that with the wonderful culture, it's a great balance and a great combination of everything. So, and I just, the venues are ready. We've been there. We were there a year ago. Fantastic venues, and it's a beautiful setting. And you know, let the Games begin. I'm excited to be back wearing a Korean uniform, and you know, there'll be a lot of great stories, and be not just in figure skating, but there'll be great stories in everything.
Well, finally, speaking as a coach and someone who has skated at such a high level yourself, what is it that makes an Olympic medalist? Apart from talent, I mean, everyone there presumably is talented. What takes you that extra step?
Well, you know, I tried to prepare these athletes, especially someone like Jun Mon, that it's different than any other championship. So there is a special you know, a characteristic that separates these champions when they prepare for the Olympics and they prepare for this type of, you know, this is, I've always said that the Olympic Games is really the only sporting event, in my opinion, that lives up to its billing. There's always so much hype. It lives up to it every single time. Where there might be other sporting events in the world, whether it's a Super Bowl or a, you know, a Stanley Cup hockey final, there's always so much hype, but sometimes it just doesn't live up to the billing. Olympic Games does every single time. And so it's a matter of getting the kids, the athletes, excited about it and prepared for it. And you kind of just let it unfold. It's fun for me to go back every year, like every 4 years to the Olympics and watch them light up, watch the athletes light up with this excitement and wonder and awe about this scale of this. It's so grand. and it's usually the Olympics that pulls out the best of these athletes. And, you know, it'll be... And even for the coaches, for us, we have to be prepared, and hopefully it brings out the best in us too.
Thank you for sharing your excitement. It does feel contagious. Mr. Brian Orser, immortalized in this country for your success in coaching Kimiana, and hopefully many more success stories in the future. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.